Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
Cuts approved. The city council okays a reassignment of priorities and dollars from the NYPD to social services.
The mayor says the NYPD budget will be cut $1.5 billion, but said during negotiations, he insisted,
we have to keep the city safe.
The odds in Atlantic City are on trouble this 4th of July, and the mayor doesn't like it.
Atlantic City's mayor asks Black Lives Matter protesters to stay away.
People are not feeling safe. That's not the message that we want to send here.
I'm Marla Diamond at the Jersey Shore.
Joe Connolly has important information about financial assistance for college.
Major League Baseball players begin reporting for training camp today.
I can't predict how it's going to play out, but we look forward to trying.
This is Brad Heller.
This is Wednesday, July 1st.
The WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup. A deeper dive into the stories you need to start your day with fewer commercials.
Nice to have you with us. Brand new month, same old troubles. I'm sorry to report on this 1st of July. I'm Wayne Cabot, and the troubles have to do with the policing in New York City and the demands for criminal justice reform and police reform. Despite the fact that last night the New York City Council made what would seem to be major cuts to the NYPD, a $1.5 billion series of cuts, so many people are saying this is not enough, and the protests continue. There are some in official capacities, the city council and the public advocate, who say this is not right and something has to be done. A lot's going on this morning, and let's try to unsort it. And Sean Adams is now live with so many problems, Sean, and the tense situation that we're seeing with the city council.
Well, we can tell you about the situation happening outside City Hall. This Occupy City Hall protest has been going on now for a week or so. A couple of hundred people camped outside on the sidewalk, pretty much just adjacent to City Hall Park, the Tweed Courthouse. They've made a little tent city with tarps and umbrellas. You can hear the whistles and the chanting in the background. What's happened this morning is this. Police have moved into position, police in helmets, visors down, some of them with shields, several columns of them. To give you a rough estimate, you have maybe 100 or so police officers lined up on Chamber Street, so the north side of this protest encampment, and then also a line of them going down Center Street. There's a flatbed NYPD truck that's been brought in. It looks like it's starting to collect some of the garbage that is accumulated here in this encampment. You have the protesters on the other side of the barricade. They're fired up. They are leaning up against the metal barricades. They're taunting and screaming at the police, yelling expletives. It looks like this is a situation that is building in its intensity. The police are just holding their lines for now. There's no clashing. There's no contact. They're keeping their distance. But it does look as if the NYPD is amassed here in force with a purpose. Whether they plan to clear out the park or not, that remains to be seen. but you can certainly hear the noise in the background. This is definitely an active situation this morning. Wayne?
Sean, thank you. What happened last night with the New York City Council approving the mayor's plan was, and we're really trying to nail down some of the definite parts of this because there are still some questions lingering, but we do know that the mayor committed to $1 billion in cuts to the operating budget. He had talked about another $500,000 in capital funding that will be taken away from police projects and sent to other things like youth programs and public housing programs and schools and things like that. Well, we do not have confirmation that that part of the budget has passed. So we're still up in the air about that. And it's obviously an evolving situation on so many fronts, as you're hearing live there from Sean Adams. Rich Lamb covers City Hall and the mayor and has for decades. So he reached out to a longtime contact with a lot to say about this, former Commissioner Ray Kelly. Ray told Rich that the cuts make no sense and will hurt most the people in poorer communities because a reduced headcount harms the police. He has a different solution, which we will hear about in a moment. In a late-night statement, City Council Speaker Corey Johnson called it just a starting point and said, we need to go further. It's not just here. America's second biggest police force is seeing profound changes. Listen to what the City Council in Los Angeles voted last night to do. From KCBS's Lori Perez.
The council voted unanimously to look at diverting many 911 calls to a new crisis response team. Calls about the homeless, mentally ill, or nonviolent drug cases to unarmed, trained responders and not armed officers. The city will work with homeless advocates, mental health experts, and police on how it might work, a step Black Lives Matter LA co-founder Melina Abdullah has been pushing for years.
More often than not, when such calls become violent, they become violent at the hands of the police.
We want to take it out of a planned Black Lives Matter 4th of July protest threatening to shut down Atlantic City, where the mayor is hearing members of a growing outlaw motorcycle gang could be showing up, staging a counter-protest, something he does not want to see happen. Marla Diamond is live down the shore with more on this potentially explosive situation. Marla.
And Wayne, with the city and its businesses struggling to recover after protests turned violent in late May, Atlantic City's Mayor Marty Small is worried. In a Facebook message to the city, Small said he will meet with the organizer of a July 4th Black Lives Matter protest this afternoon, asking him to put it off.
I've received scores and scores of emails. People said they're not coming here due to the threat. People are not feeling safe. That's not the message that we want to send here. And to the business community and all the residents, this administration has your back 100%.
One of Small's concerns is that counter-protest promised by the outlaw Pagan Motorcycle Club. We cannot afford another embarrassment, said the mayor. This is the time for everyone to step up. He said we cannot have people coming in from out of town, destroying our businesses, destroying our properties, and destroying Atlantic City's good name. And we're live at the Jersey Shore. Marla Diamond, WCBS News Radio 880.
Stock futures indicating a lower opening this morning. Joe Connolly is here with one of the big money stories this morning. And Joe, whenever we talk about money, we're always talking about financial assistance for college for so many families. What do you hear?
Well, we hear more than ever right now, Wayne. The Wall Street Journal says colleges are continuing to offer increased financial aid still, now, right into the summer, to get students enrolled for fall because so many parents are negotiating harder. Some colleges are even increasing their offers of financial assistance 2 and 3 times. Catholic University says a third of families are appealing their initial financial aid offer. Parents say they're encouraging reluctant students to bargain harder. One mom called Ithaca College's financial aid office and said, look, we're not going to be able to swing this. Ithaca offered another $3,000 off in addition to their initial aid offer of $11,000 on room, tuition, and board for about $66,000 a year. I will post this Wall Street Journal financial aid story right now on Twitter at Joe Connolly Biz.
Joe, thank you. It's the Morning News Roundup. Thanks for listening.
The WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
Craig Allen is here in the Weather Center on the 1st of July. Craig, good morning.
We do. Good morning. It is mostly cloudy out there and very damp, especially in areas that had some showers and thunderstorms yesterday. Humidity is up there between 90 and 100% this morning, and we're going to do it all over again today. Right now, radar is quiet, but those clouds will start to build up during the afternoon, and showers and possible thunderstorms out there as well, any one of which could have a heavy downpour. 80 to 85 degrees. Showers will end tonight, 65 to 70. Thursday, mainly sunny. It's a very warm 85 to 90 tomorrow with just an isolated thunderstorm. Same on Friday. Only an isolated thunderstorm during the day. However, Friday night, there could be more numerous thunderstorms. And hopefully, once they leave, they'll leave us with a mainly dry fourth weekend and still staying very, very warm. Right now in the city, it's 68, humidity 90%, and today's high 80 to 85.
CBS News Update, a dire new warning on the coronavirus comeback. The country's top infectious disease doctor, Anthony Fauci, tells Congress,
"We are now having 40-plus thousand new cases a day. I would not be surprised if we go up to 100,000 a day."
California reported a record 6,000-plus cases in 24 hours. Correspondent Carter Evans.
The July 4th weekend is a big test. Can Californians reduce their risky behavior? Well, here in L.A., they're canceling fireworks shows. They're closing the beaches. The sheriff even says they're going to ticket cars parked this weekend along Pacific Coast Highway.
The number of COVID cases in Florida has almost tripled over the past month. Governor Ron DeSantis.
You have a responsibility, you know, not to come into close contact with folks who could be more vulnerable. And if we protect the vulnerable, you know, we're going to be able to get through this patch adequately.
He says he will not close businesses. CBS News Update. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Wednesday morning. Good to have you with us on the Morning News Roundup. And we're going to play baseball eventually. Brad Heller's here with the update. Morning, Brad.
Good morning, Wayne. 111 days after spring training shut down, players will start reporting for summer training today, or summer camp. Every team seems to have a different name for it, but whatever the name is, Yankees GM Brian Cashman says the challenge for every team is the same.
I think this is all, you know, unique and different, and we're looking forward to having the opportunity to navigate it and see if we can wind up with something at the very end of it to be very proud of, which is, you know, we did it really well, we did it right, and we did it, you know, with a chance at a championship at the end.
And Cashman says he's optimistic that his entire outfield, Aaron Judge, Giancarlo Stanton, and Aaron Hicks, will be ready to go coming off of injuries. Judge got back to New York over the weekend. He told Sports Illustrated he's been able to hit a little. The Yankees' first workout will either be Friday or Saturday. The Mets' first workout is already set for Friday. And NBA Commissioner Adam Silver says he's still pretty confident in the restart plan at Disney World, but things could change. He told Time 100 Talks they can't run from the virus. Brad Heller, WCBS News Radio, 880.
Wednesday, 1st of July. Good morning. I'm Wayne Cabot. Here are three things to know this morning. The NYPD has a person of interest in the illegal fireworks incident that injured a 3-year-old in the Bronx when it came flying through his window. Severely burned him. He was treated and released. Second thing, the legal fireworks. Night two of the unannounced Macy's display came from a couple of barges in the Hudson River, most visible in Manhattan and Staten Island. Third thing, City Council Speaker Corey Johnson, who last year went public with his relationship with his partner, Ernest Martin, says people have been going to Martin's building in Williamsburg, ringing the bell at all hours and vandalizing the building. He suspects anti-cop protesters who think that he has not gone far enough to push changes to the NYPD. But the speaker said he has to balance what the council wants, and the mayor would not move on some things. And that leads us to what's happening right now in New York City, a bit of a standoff, and we're keeping an eye on that outside City Hall Park right now with protesters who've been camped out there. Occupy City Hall Park has been the hashtag, and it's still going on. We're hearing from Sean Adams, who's watching the police keep a very strong force there, a show of force, as the protesters keep their place as well. We're keeping an eye on that. As the budget to cut the NYPD was approved by the city council last night, $1 billion in cuts and a reported $500 million in capital cuts as well. What would Ray Kelly do, the police commissioner under Mayors Bloomberg and Dinkins and the longest-serving commissioner? He says cuts to the NYPD are dangerous. They are worse than people know. Rich Lamb asked him how he would address the concerns of people who are demanding criminal justice and police reform.
What I would propose is a much more in-depth, sophisticated psychological
testing regimen for people coming into the profession, coming into policing, and an easier way for police executives to get those people who are problematic out of policing. And, you know, there are civil service laws and rules. There are strong union issues involved with terminating anybody. But I think those things can be taken on. Now, we see that there's a, you know, there's a House bill, there's a Senate bill, and there's the president's executive order. I think there's some good things in all of them. But I would doubt if we're going to see anything come to fruition before the presidential election.
Ray Kelly said with the level of violence, as he put it, the shootings are going through the roof in New York, murders and assaults. Superimpose that on the COVID situation. And Ray Kelly says, I am very concerned about the future of New York. Public advocate Jumaane Williams is concerned, too. He thinks the cuts fall far short because they don't include an NYPD hiring freeze. He says the budget perpetuates the idea that the NYPD is sacrosanct. He says that he plans to use his power under the city charter to prevent this budget from taking effect. I'm Wayne Cabot. That's the Morning News Roundup for the 1st of July, 2020.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup, a daily download of the news you need to start your day. On air, on radio.com, and delivered to your phone and computer for on-demand listening.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.